Okay, so what's your name?
My name's Todd.
And what's your position in the band?
I play bass. Bass player.
So Todd, when did the band first decide to start playing together and doing things?
About 10 years ago. Hey, look, there's our singer, Steve. Hey, Steve! Do you want to come over here and do an interview real quick? Or okay, well, it's really too loud over there. Hang up your stuff and come back here. If you want. Okay. I just started. Oh, anyway. Yeah. Probably about 1990. Halloween night, 1990. His first show.
And then you knew before and met in a club, or how
yeah,
did...
We were just friends from school, and we had just, you know, acquaintances and stuff, and a couple lineup changes, but this has been the same... We've been the same band for the past, I guess, 7 years now, 6, 7 years. Been all the same people, just, you know, mutual friends.
And when did you decide to do your ska punk, I'd call it?
We just really, like, never really, it wasn't a calculated decision, you know? It was like, you just kind of play whatever you think sounds good, you know? So... You don't sit down to write a ska song or like any kind of song. You just write what's you like, you know, and then whatever people want to categorize it as is up to them. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Were there a lot of bands in your country doing almost same styles, or where did the influences come from?
We had a lot of influence. Like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones were an influence on us. It's the Business. You know, a lot of us listen to like old reggae, dub reggae, and old ska, punk rock, you know, UK subs. You know, we grew up in Washington, D.C., going to shows and seeing bands like, you know, Exploited and GBH and UK subs, and a lot of ska bands come through there, and so.
How long is the band now in existence?
About 10. Well, how long has the band been a band?
We first had a show Halloween 1990.
Right. And this is Tom. He's our guitarist.
Hello.
Tom, I asked him about the origin of your ska style. How would you say that did it come to this?
Well, a lot of our friends used to spin records back a long time ago, the guys we went to high school with. And they would always spin either soul or ska or old reggae or some totally fucked up music, and that was my biggest influence, probably that. And
you've now been doing it for almost 9 or 10 years. Where would you say was it the best? Here in Germany, back in USA, or
Germany? Yeah. Germany is a great country because the people don't care about a lot of the things that we will get in trouble for in the States, like drinking in public and prostitution, which is not something we condone, but, you know, it's there. You know, you guys are smart enough to give your people the freedom of doing what you want, you know, and not clamping down so hard on morals, so to speak. In the States, like, people are too uptight about things like drinking in public, smoking a cigarette, or...
peeing in the corner.
Yeah, peeing in the corner, prostitution, you know. You guys see it for what it is. It's like, hey, you know.
So that's why you come to Germany, yeah?
Germany is my homeland. My name's Todd Eckhart, you know. My dad speaks fluent German. He's here all the time. I grew up listening to Heino my whole damn life, man, because my dad liked it. I thought it was crap. But I heard there's a guy called the Real Heino who, like, does a special show. He, like, dresses like Heino and does, like, a punk rock thing. But do you know about that at all?
Not so much,
yeah,
but...
Somebody was telling me about it yesterday. What's that band? The Arts are good. They're really good, man.
The Arts?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. I don't want to mispronounce their name. No, they play after us. They closed the show last night.
No, tonight. They played. I think they played right before us.
No. Oh. They close the show every night, man. They're like the biggest band in Germany, and they're really fucking good, too.
What was the greatest success or the greatest step you have done in your 9 years up to now?
Playing with Ice-T.
Yeah.
Ice motherfucking T, bitch.
You like him personally?
We played right before him yesterday, and right in a break between...
No, we played after. We played before him, yeah. Right.
And so they were sound checking on the stage right next to us. And right during a little break of our song, I could hear Easy doing a little scratch.
No, Evil.
Evil. Yeah. And I was like, Easy. And
Easy, he's dead. Evil, he lives.
And I was like, wow. It was almost like I played with Ice-T.
Yeah, that was almost the best you ever came to playing with Ice-T. See, Eazy-E died, but Evil-E lives because Evil is live spelled backwards.
And what are your plans for the future now when you finish this tour?
Go back to the States and go on a tour.
Tour some more.
Planning on a new record maybe?
No, we just put one out. So right now we're just kind of like, writing new material and just taking it easy, you know, going on tour and playing the songs that we just wrote.
But your new songs will also be ska style, or something completely different?
I don't know. Whatever we write.
All songs vary a lot anyway, yeah. So it's hard, you know, like, it's not like we could put a record out that would be, like, so much different, you know, unless we really tried really hard.
Yeah.
Because we got, like, punk songs and ska songs, soul songs and reggae songs on our album already, and,
It's not a calculated move, man. It's, you know, it's like, hey, I this sounds good. Play this, and then you play it. You know, and if it's a good song, it's a good song. If it's crap, you throw it out.